Gentlemen, let's get straight to it. There are two reasons why this podcast exists. First, because I believe as a collective, us men have lost touch with what it means to be a man. And second, because I believe as a collective, we have what it takes to dial back into who we truly are as men stronger than ever. So it seems as though right now, there are a lot of stories of mass shootings, people being raped, wars being started, lies thrown around as if they don't matter or that they don't have any impact on families' lives. I'm seeing families being torn apart and bullies teaming up on kids to the point where these kids are committing suicide. And most of them, I'm going to boldly say 99.9% of them are at the hands of men. Men's decisions, boys doing the bullying. It's my belief because as men, we're not stepping up to our responsibilities, our God-given responsibilities, and we're not taking responsibility for who we are and how we are and how we're raising our kids and how we are being in our community. For example, if you watch the news, you consistently hear people talking over each other, yelling, arguing, making jokes about appearance or intelligence, and there seems to be no shame. There's no integrity or responsibility with what these men are saying. You see men speaking vulgarly in front of women, even about women. I mean, if you watch sports, you see athletes fighting or arguing on the court or the field, and then they go and tweet about it to the whole world instead of handling it man to man. If you have an argument, if you have beef with somebody, take it up with them man to man and resolve it how you need to. There's no need to make a whole. It's childish. It's not manly at all. When I listen to people argue, they talk over each other, and all I hear is a regurgitation of what they hear on TV, and it seems to be extremely tribal. It's us versus them, black versus white, rich versus poor. But we've forgotten that we're all men, and we all bleed the same color, and we all have a primary purpose in this world. And we all have God-given responsibilities to do with what we are given. So whether we are more fortunate or less fortunate, whether we are one color or another, we have responsibilities and duties. And this podcast is going to dive into what it takes to be the best man you can be. So we named it A Man's Greatest Adventure because we believe a man's greatest adventure isn't necessarily climbing Mount Everest or jumping out of an airplane. But we believe a man's greatest adventure is to explore himself, to push his limits that he doesn't know exists, and then surpassing them. So I myself, my name is Vito, and I myself had fallen far away from what it meant to be a man. And I fell into fear and anxiety and self-doubt, and I would push responsibility on others and take none for myself. When something used to go wrong, I would find someone to blame or something to blame. If I messed up, it was never my fault. And it was always someone else's fault. And that's not what we're called to do as men. We're called to lead. We're called to have class. We're called to be respectful and respect others. Even if we don't agree with what they're saying or who they are, we respect them. We're called to lead our household, our children, our neighbors. We're called to step up to do what's right every time, not just when it's easy. And even if doing what's right means doing something that's against what your tribe or what your side thinks is okay or not. If it's the right thing to do, we do it. So the mission of this podcast is very simple. Bring amazing men on to share their stories, to share tools and their expertise, and one person at a time, 1 minute at a time, we help each other discover what we have inside. And trust me, guys, You have what it takes. You have inside of you a monster of a man dying to lead, dying to provide, dying to do good and lift each other up. So what I see coming out of this podcast is a whole bunch of good. I see men of different races, ages, backgrounds coming together, leading together, collaborating, inventing, innovating, finding new technologies, just because we're able to explore ourselves and see that as men, we're not so different. That I see new possibilities and opportunities coming in avalanches by this podcast. I see men debating, having actual debates, which debates are extremely healthy, and having honest conversation, not talking over each other with disrespect, but allowing an intelligent, truthful, factual conversations where the end goal of the conversation is to find a solution and not to prove each other wrong, but to actually find a solution with collaboration. I see men helping people across the street when in need or sticking up for someone who is in need. I see men fueling their bodies with good natural food and not shoving processed sugar down their throats because it feels good or it's comfort food and they're trying to, you know, trying to use food as a way of comfort instead of knowing that their self-worth is there. I see men finding their self-worth and their self-confidence and transforming their health, their physical health, their mental health, their spiritual health, all across the board. I see men tapping into their passions that once, maybe even passions that were viewed as more feminine, but tapping into them and living them out. And I see men supporting that man who's pursuing his passion, because as men, we know when we're pursuing our passion, when we're living out our passion, we don't have time to fight, to look for negative things or to lash out in ways that could affect anybody in our families, or to drink and drive and maybe kill a loved one. Or it all intertwines. And it all starts with us, what's deep inside. So that's what I see coming out of this podcast. That's the mission of this podcast. The way we're going to structure it, we're going to try to release as many episodes as possible, but definitely at least one a week. And it's going to be all unedited, uncut conversations with real men and real stories. And some, you know, some may be happy, some may be sad, some may be funny, but guaranteed you'll get something out of every man's stories. And we're going to dive into every man that comes in, we're going to get deep. So it could be anywhere from an hour to a couple hours. We're going to be learning skills. I want to do, you know, some short, maybe like 5-minute motivation episodes, or 5-minute like quick tips or quick hints or whatever it may be, maybe a funny story or whatever it is. But we're going to give you entertainment. We're going to give you a whole bunch of content. Lined up right now, we have Ultimate Triathletes coming on. We have a pastor of a church that's growing right now, that's doing something real different. I have a man who's been on death row for double murder and got out and completely changed his life. So we're looking to bring on some of the most influential, inspiring men in our community. We're looking to bring on some average Joes too and just hear their stories and their struggle, because we can relate to everybody, whether they're famous or have a crazy story or they're just an average Joe like you and I. The more you hear, the more you'll learn that we're all going through a lot of the same stuff, and we can relate to each other, and we're going to build each other up, and shit's going to change. It's going to be great. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Make sure you subscribe. Tell your friends, cousins, uncles, dad, whoever. The more you have on board with this, the easier it's going to be to transform yourself as a man. Because right now, we got this image of what it means to be a man, and it's not working. It's not working. We got too much negative stuff going on in the world, and we as men have to take responsibility, whether we've done it ourselves or whether it's our fault or whatever. A man steps up and takes responsibility, finds a solution, does what's right every time, and leads. So it's our turn as men to take responsibility. So subscribe, tell your friends, Get excited. We've got the first podcast coming out next week. This is just the intro. Yeah, we're pumped. Get excited.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.